هون لگل اس بی اس کردینه ل sbs.com.au/kurdish چی روکن هیجا ببینن.
With us today, Kurdish refugee and musician Mustafa Azmitabar, who is at the moment in Melbourne's Mantra Hotel and previously was detained on Manus Island for 6 years. Mustafa, welcome to SBS Kurdish.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Thank you. Today we particularly wanted to talk about the new bill that has been introduced to Parliament, which is about prohibiting items in the immigration detention facilities. This bill was first of all introduced in mid-May by Acting Minister of Immigration Alan Tudge. If this goes ahead and gets the green light from Parliament, how will it affect your daily lives as well as all other refugees and asylum seekers in detention?
We are spending all of our time inside a room. You know, I spend 23 hours a day inside my room. And without phone, it is impossible because I am in touch with my family, friends, supporters, lawyers, and medical doctors. And without this, I cannot be in touch with them. And it has an effect on all of us. It's like a lifeline. Phone is very important for us. And the Australian government are trying to separating and disconnecting us from our life, our loves.
You have been in Melbourne for almost a year now in the Mantra Hotel. What were the medical conditions and issues that you were transferred from Manus Island for on the Medivac bill?
I personally suffer from PTSD and asthma and mental problems.
Mm-hmm. Have you received any medical treatments so far?
I haven't received any medication yet.
You spent many years as well on Manus Island, and transferring to onshore facilities, did it give you any hope, and has that hope diminished now after almost a year?
Well, they don't talk about hope. They never talk about good things, because this system, the architects of this cruel policy are trying to break our hearts, to break our hopes, so that we don't have any hope and we lose our hopes. But we are strong. We are strong because we are in touch with families and our friends inside the community, and they give us hope.
On a daily basis, you said that you are spending 23 hours inside your room. Do you share that room with anybody else?
Well, previously, I had a roommate, and they moved him to another detention.
That 1 hour, do you get to go out, especially during this pandemic now? How this has affected your daily routine or the freedom to go out and get fresh air?
Well, I don't go. We are not allowed to go outside this building.
Mm-hmm.
And the other hour, I'm just walking in the a narrow corridor and go to kitchen and a couple of other rooms. They call it activities room. There are a couple of pool tables. I go there to be strong. I try to be strong. I just want to, but it's impossible because I don't like to see any officers outside this room because I get hurt. I don't want to see this kind of cruelty. I try to keep myself inside my room and try to write poems.
A roommate who has been moved. We know of Farhad Bandesh, who was removed from the hotel and now is in immigration detention center there in Melbourne. Has his removal from the hotel kind of was a warning sign for you and others in the hotel? Did it affect your activities and you trying to raise your voice against this sort of detention?
Yes, Farhad was my roommate. He's a very nice person, and he didn't touch any officers. He didn't insult anyone, and they removed him because he was talking about this system. But I am not scared of the government because it's my right to talk about my situation. If they are going to stop me, I cannot stop because I am in a place that with other people. We are not criminals, but they are torturing us. And the irony is that we were transferred to Australia for medical help. And just they are more hurting us. And especially recent weeks, the Minister of Immigration calling us child abusers, bad people, criminals. I want to say that child abusers are those who locked up children on Nauru for 6 years. And criminals are those who torturing innocent people.
Your story, the reason why you left Iran, you are a Kurdish person and widely known that Kurdish people are minorities and an oppressed minority, generally speaking, in Iran. What was your story? Why did you escape?
Because my life was in danger, because the government of Iran don't like to hear any voice against them. They remove all the voices and people who are going to be against the government. And I was not silent. And now for 7 years, I am still, my life is very ambiguous. My future is very ambiguous.
On 1st of September, there was a sort of activity and it was called a calling party to call Alan Tudge and for people to actually raise concern or sort of protest this to be introduced in Parliament. Do you have any news of how did that go?
Well, it was great. Thousands of people called the government's offices and Jackie Lambie also, because she's now the only person can decide for our future, our lifeline, that is our phone. Thousands of people calling. It's like awareness. I wanted to make people aware that what the Australian government are doing. This is about, I wanted to show that person, Alan Tudge, that is what he said is not right. We are human. We are people. We refugees are people who are seeking safety and freedom. We are people who are seeking hope. We are not criminals and we are not child abusers. People who are living inside society are like a family. I believe that. But the Minister of Immigration and his political accomplices are discriminating and separating people from each other. They are using fear to drive wedges of division into Australian society, and it has an effect on all of us. The government are attempting to irreparably damage the dignity of innocent refugees, and they call us criminals. Mm. Successive coalition governments have attempted to convince the Australian people that refugees are less than human. It makes it easier to justify the abuses they conflict on us.
Mustafa Azmi Tabar, we thank you so much for your time and wish you all the very best.
Thank you very much.
Like baka, para baka, tebniya khabnifsina. SBS Kurdi lsar Facebook bshobina.